Chapter 21. Tizzy got into the front seat of the cruiser beside Ed Cox and turned to talk with the boys in back. The boys were about 14. They reeked of self-importance. Too bad about the dead guy, but this was the most exciting thing that had ever happened to them. "My name's Jesse Stone," he said. "We know who you are." "Did you tell your story to the officer?" Jesse said. "Yes." "And give him your names and addresses?" "Sure." "Okay. Now I want you to tell me." "My name's Richard Owens," one of the boys said. He was short and slim and blonde with a slacker haircut and a gold stud in his left earlobe. "What do they call you?" Jesse said. "You mean like my nickname?" Jesse nodded. "Rick," the boy said, "or Ricky sometimes." "You?" Jesse said to the other boy. He was an olive-skinned kid with long black hair that had not fared well in the rain. "Sidney Lessard," the boy said. "They call me Sid." "Okay, Sid," Jesse said. "Officer Cox will take you someplace else out of the rain. You can use my car, Eddie." "How come we can't stay together?" Rick said. "Police procedure," Jesse said. "What procedure?" Rick said. "See if you both tell the same story." "You think we're lying?" Rick said. "No way to know," Jesse said. "Yeah." "For Christ's sake," Rick said. "I'll go," Sid said. "We ain't lying. I'll just go with him." Cox got out of the driver's side and opened the back door. Sid got out and they walked toward Jesse's car. Jesse reached over and shut off the blue light. "What'd you see, Rick?" Jesse said. "Me and Sid come over here to skateboard, you know. It's nice pavement. They got that handicap ramp and they turn the lights on every night." "Even in the rain?" Jesse said. "Yeah, sure. We don't care about rain." "You got here after the lights were on." "Of course. You can't board in the dark." "Of course," Jesse said. "Anyway, so we're boarding, maybe 5 minutes, and I come down the ramp and hit a pebble and fall on my ass, and the board goes off into the dark, and I go get it, and I see this guy, and I yell for Sid, and we can tell he's dead, and..." "How? How what?" Ricky was slightly annoyed at the interruption. "How did you know he was dead?" I don't know. You can just tell, you know. Ain't you never seen dead people?" "I have," Jesse said. "And he's got this pink stain like blood on his front," Rick said, "so... we run like hell for the church and tell the minister, and he calls the cops, and you guys show up." "See anything that might be a clue?" Jesse said. "I told you all we seen," Rick said. "Aside from the cop cars," Jesse said, "there's a maroon Chevrolet Cavalier and a brown Toyota Camry in the parking lot now. Did you see any other cars?" "Just the Saab," Rick said. "Tell me about the Saab." "It was a Saab 95 sedan, red with custom wheel covers." "Where was it?" "Parked by the driveway over there when we come by with our boards." "Anyone in it?" "I don't know." "But you noticed the car and model and wheels," Jesse said. "Sure, I like cars," Jesse smiled. "When did it leave?" "I don't know. After we seen the dead guy and run in the church and told the minister, when we come out again, it was gone." "Okay," Jesse said. "Thanks for your help. If you want to wait around while I talk to Sid, you can sit in my car with Officer Cox." "Okay." Sid came over and told Jesse essentially the same story. He pumped up his part in it a little, telling Jesse that we found the dead body, but most witnesses aggrandized a little, Jesse knew. When the boys were gone, Jesse stood in the rain with Peter Perkins while the EMTs bundled the body into the back of the ambulance. "No flashers," Jesse said to the EMTs. "No sirens. There's no hurry." "You going to talk with his wife?" Perkins said. "Soon," Jesse said. "Give her a little time." "Kids tell you anything?" "It was a red Saab sedan, a 95, the kid told me, with custom wheels that was parked by the driveway and left after the kids discovered the body." "They didn't get any kind of license number?" "No one ever gets a license number," Jesse said. "I know. But here's what we're going to do," Jesse said. "You remember that we got a list of all the license numbers of cars parked around the woman's shot in the mall parking lot?" "Yeah," Perkins said, 67 cars. "We're going to go through that list and see how many, if any, were red Saab sedans." "Half the yuppies in Massachusetts drive red Saabs," Perkins said. "So right away we cut the suspect list in half." "Kid didn't see who was in the car," Perkins said. "Nope." "Stady's come up with a list of 22 caliber gun owners yet?" "Not yet," Jesse said. When they do, we could cross-reference that with the car list. We could, Jesse said. I can get on it after I do my shift tomorrow. You can get on it first thing, Jesse said. I'll have somebody else pull your shift. It's going to really squeeze us, Perkins said. Suit and Molly are already off the roster. Jesse looked at Perkins silently for a moment, and then he said, That would not be your worry. No, Perkins said. No, of course not.